I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Hello. We are How to Be Less Old.
That's correct.
I am Deanna Chang.
I'm Emily Foster.
And we're happy to have you with us today.
Oh, it's a beautiful Tuesday.
God bless America. And God help America.
God help America.
In that order.
We have, speaking of helping us,
yes,
a beautiful young soul on today. Her name is Eris Baker. You might know her from a little TV show called This Is Us.
No big deal. It's just like one of the biggest shows on the television right now. Network.
Do you watch?
Network TV. I do.
Oh my God, me too.
It's so good.
It's so good. And it's funny because I feel like I was a little late to the party.
Deaf.
But I binged it so hard and fell in love. It's very lovely.
Who's your favorite?
Milo.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you think he's hot.
Is he not hot?
He is hot.
Okay, right?
Yeah, I'm not, like, I'm gonna pass.
Really?
I'm passing, but he's hot.
But, like, really?
I know.
You like,
know,
if he, like, if you're, I mean, let's just pretend we're not married.
Great.
You're at a bar. And he approaches you, you're like,
well,
nah.
I'm at a bar, he approaches me. Of course, I'm gonna have a conversation, but he's not, you know, I'm not dying for him.
Wow.
I'd probably hit up Sterling before him.
Well, look, he is an attractive man.
Yeah, that would probably be more my cup.
Yeah, I like. I wouldn't say no to Sterling either.
Right.
Right. But I guess the only thing I will say is just having had this run-in with Milo
in real life last week.
I think that's...
Yeah, what happened?
Where I'm at. I was walking down the sidewalk, and he came past and put his hand on my arm and said, "Excuse me," as he walked past me. And I was like, "Oh, Milo, no problem."
Were you
sir.
With child?
No.
Okay.
No. There was a lot of stuff on the sidewalk. It was a kindness, not like a gross touch.
Right, right, right. No, yeah. I wouldn't think it was a gross touch.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, sometimes when a person touches you, a stranger.
Stranger. But
you're
it was,
like, why are you touching me? But
yeah.
It was actually appropriate in the moment because it was a dangerous walking scenario.
God, and he was in such a rush he had to push past you?
He was. I'm just going to take it. He was.
So, and did you get a look at his face? Like, did you get in the eyes?
Adorable.
Did you?
Okay, I mean, he was just like he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think
I mean,
is
it's
nice.
Definitely a cutie. Like, there's no two ways, you know.
And he rides a little motorcycle. I've seen it.
Okay. You guys would make a cute couple. I could see that.
All right. Well.
So maybe.
I'll work on it.
Yeah.
I know what I mean.
I'm just saying, you know, I kind of get that.
Okay.
So we have Eris on. She plays Sterling's eldest daughter.
That's right. So Randall on the show.
Yes.
His eldest daughter, Tess.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're so cute. Those kids are so adorable. Yeah. I love that family.
Yes.
Love the mom. Obsessed with the mom. It's great. I mean, they're acting their butts off.
Yeah.
You know, that may be my favorite, like, of the groups.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. I just think they're really tight, really great, all of them. It works so well.
Yeah.
Really, really fun.
Agreed.
And the girls are just so cute, her and her little sister. Like, I mean, what are you going to do? Like, they're just adorable.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring her in. We have some questions for her. We want to ask about the YouTube challenges and just find out if it's on her radar. What's up with that?
We're also going to play our favorite game, Young or Old.
God, we haven't had a good one in a while.
Who is old out there?
Yeah.
Which I feel like is probably the most illuminating game for us.
It is. It is. Because there's these stars out there who are running around under the impression that they are hitting the younger set, and we're here to prove that they're not. or maybe they are. We'll find out. And I think, you know, maybe she knows some apps or things that, like, we don't know, you know, which I'm sure she does and love to hear about.
Let's bring her in.
Okay, great.
How to be less old!
Well, who do we have here?
Look who has marched her little self right into the studio.
Fresh as a daisy.
Oh,
thank you.
Wearing the army trend. I see camo
power.
Legging.
Her
it's my little
army
Kanye
jacket.
West outfit right now.
What is it?
Kanye West inspiration.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
God bless. Does he know?
No. Okay. I should post about it, so tag him.
Yeah. He needs to know.
We've got Eris Baker in the house.
Now, for those of you who may not be aware.
And I pity the fool.
Eris is a TV star on the hottest show that's going right now.
It's called This Is Us. You might have heard of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're so good.
Thank you.
What is it like to be on that show?
It's really amazing. It's a really cool experience, especially being with the cast and, like, Emmy winner Sterling K. Brown and how Mandy Moore is, like, an amazing singer. And it's like, whoa, this is my cast.
Did you know Mandy Moore before? Like, she's probably older. You know, she was like a pop star probably before you were born, really.
Yeah. I've heard some of her songs before, but like I didn't know all of them. So when I met her, I was like, I know who you are. Like, oh my gosh.
That's so cool.
Now, Emily, when you watched the show, I had the awareness so late in the game. I can't explain. I don't know. It took me a really long time to understand that was Mandy Moore aged up. And I'm really embarrassed about it. Things really started clicking in. I go, now this actress is way too young to be playing Sterling's mom.
Really funny.
And I go, gosh, does she look like Mandy Moore? Does she look like Mandy Moore?
I mean, and for me, I had the opposite reaction. I was like, oh, really? She does not even look that old. Like, what are they doing to her? But she does so well in that role. She really does feel like two different people.
She does. She does.
Yeah.
She feels like an aged up. Yeah. I mean, it works, you know.
Yeah.
But I felt, I don't know, did I miss some episodes? I was like, please tell me I missed something that I didn't lock into this. I was like, oh, they're just showing like the similarities between all types of people. And I'm like, oh, no, these are literally them. It's them younger and then them older.
The transformation pictures of like her and then her with all her makeup on is like, whoa, like you look really young in real life, but like you look really old on TV.
I wonder, do you know how long that takes? I would imagine like 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Oh, my God, really?
It takes hours to do that, long time.
Oh, wow.
They have to get there, like, 4 a.m., like, what other people have to get there, like, 8 a.m., because their makeup.
Wow.
Crazy.
And you're able to just show up with this face.
Just show up.
Yeah, just bring this gorgeous face over. How do you explain the show This Is Us? Do people make you explain it?
Well, not really, but I feel like it's a family, and starting with Mandy Moore and then Milo and then them as their characters, they had triplets, but then one died, so they adopted my father. And my father has a wife, which has two children, and he never found his birth dad until he finally just walked in our lives and then found him. And he really made a connection with Tess and Annie. I mean, Tess and him really had a connection with Chess and stuff.
And you are Tess on the show.
Yes.
Just to yes. Okay.
Yes. And then Mandy never told Sterling that actually happened. So he got kind of mad, but then finally, like, it's a family and he got over it because his father was in his life. And I mean, who wouldn't be happy? Who would let that completely destroy the moment? But finally, yes, he died. And we're, you know, still trying to see, like, I mean, he's still going to be on the show, but he's not going to be, like, in presence, technically, on the show. And it's really sad. I just really just want to know how Jack died, honestly.
Because we don't know that yet.
No one knows.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
I know. I actually thought that was going to be the big reveal at the end of season one. And when it wasn't, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. I guess I'll just have to keep waiting.
We have 5 little questions for you. They're no big deal. They're just questions to get to know you better.
Great.
Okay, what was it like to work with Zendaya on Casey Undercover?
Zendaya is...
I always say it wrong.
It's okay. Zendaya is really cool. She's such an inspiration. Her style is just amazing and how she has her own fashion line. And she's such an amazing actor.
Yeah.
And, like, just seeing her act, it's just so cool. And she produces her own show, Casey Undercover, which just ended. But, like, seeing those episodes and, like, then I'm on it, it's like, whoa, I just shot with Zendaya. And I actually made, I'm, like, Trinity Stokes, the one that plays Judy on the show, is like one of my best friends now. We got
along. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
You actually took a friend off the show, like a real
friend. A real friend.
Off the show and into your life.
Right.
Would you want to produce? Like, did that inspire you, or is that so far down the line?
I've always wanted to direct or produce a show in the future. Like, once I'm, like, done filming and everything, and once I, like, get older and, like, probably, like, go to school and try to, like, learn how you direct and produce, I would love to produce or, like, direct my own show. So and that would be really cool.
When you say I've always wanted to direct or produce, does that mean in all 11 years of your life, or are you 12?
I'm 12.
12, okay. All 12 years. Okay. just
for clarification.
For clarification.
Okay. Really quick, I didn't know that she had a fashion line. Did you know that, Deanna?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
where did
they
sell it?
It's online. So, like, if you go to her Instagram, she has her own little Instagram page for her fashion line also. She doesn't have a store, but she has an online thing, and her clothes are super cute.
Okay.
Her jackets and rompers, it's like, whoa.
Like, whoa. Okay. Do you cry your eyeballs out when you watch This Is Us? Because I do.
Okay. Actually, like, since I work on This Is Us, I know everything that's, like, going to happen, everything that's going to happen in the future because all those other episodes didn't come out yet. So when I'm on TV, I can completely relate. I mean, the stuff that's happening on the show is really, really personal, and lots of people have been through this stuff, and it's just really, really sad. Like, I've had lots of my grandparents die before, and just, like, seeing it. But it's also just, like, a really cool, loving family show that's just really amazing. So when I see myself, and the thing is, you know your own, what's it called? You know your own, like, advantages and disadvantages because you already acted it. So when you're on TV, you're like, oh my gosh, why did I do that?
But so you're watching it in a different way.
Right, I'm watching it in a different way.
So you're not crying when you watch
the episode.
It's
still really sad, but yeah.
But you can move. Mm-hmm. You're like looking at it technically, not as much like where you're not blubbering like us over here.
Oof, it's a tough one.
Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Favorite flavor of ice cream.
Or are we lactose intolerant?
No, never. My dad is, though.
Oh, yeah.
Cookies and cream.
Oh, mine too.
Ooh, twinsies.
Hey.
No big deal, guys. app on your phone or iPad that you check the most?
Has to be between Netflix and Instagram, probably Netflix more.
Oh.
So you're watching shows on Netflix?
What are we watching?
Yeah.
There's a show called The Fosters that I like. Mm-hmm. I like Once Upon a Time, which is really good. She's awesome. Emma Stone, just amazing. That's all I've been watching right now, honestly.
That's good.
Those are some good shows.
Really some good shows.
And last question.
What was your audition for This Is Us like?
It was really good. I feel like I did good. When I went in my first audition,
clearly,
they made me go in with another little girl because she was trying out for Annie.
Okay.
And we just like was actually doing the scene and like, but my first audition, it was just one person in there. And then my next audition, when I got a call back, it was like the whole, like,
oh,
everyone that just made the whole thing. Dan Fogelman was there, and it was like, oh, my God.
No
like,
pressure.
If you mess up right now, you will ruin this.
Oh.
And so, but it went really well. And it was really funny because, actually, my first audition that I went on, This Is Us, I was sitting right next to Faith. Right next to the one that plays Annie on the show.
Yeah.
And her mom.
Your sister.
Yes, the one that actually is my sister on the show. And then her mom was like, how old are you? And I was like, I'm 11. Because I was 11 when I first started the show. And she was like, well, Faith, she can play your sister. And then, like, when we actually saw each other in person because she got the part, we were like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. Like, you actually are my sister on the show. We actually got put together. Like, is this, like, what?
It's meant to be.
Meant to be.
Your mom on the show. I don't know the actress name that plays your mom.
Susan Kelechi Watson, I believe.
She is so funny. You guys look a lot alike. Like, I feel like that
really?
Casting. Don't you think they look alike?
Yeah.
That you just look a lot alike. But she is so, I love her dry sense of humor. She like, she drops jokes, but really low-key, and I'm always laughing at her. She's really making me laugh.
Her scene with Sterling on the episode where they were fake smoking by the car was hilarious. When they passed it, I was like, wow.
Okay, so we have some questions for you because you're a youth. You're not just a TV star. You're a youngin' who has knowledge that we need from you, okay? Because we have to stay... We have to keep ourselves together
we're
here.
We're trying. We're just trying, Eris. It's not easy.
It's not easy.
You hit a certain age. Nothing makes sense anymore.
Right.
The youth are doing these things, and you're just like, I don't get it.
Right. Exactly.
Right? But we want to get it.
We really do.
You
and that's
get
why
it.
You're here.
You will get it.
You will get it. I feel like you get it.
Thank you for your encouragement.
Faith in us.
Of course.
The back of your shirt or jacket says something really encouraging, too. I forget what it says, though.
This one?
Yeah.
I have this one?
Yeah.
Well,
can
it
you
says,
look
like,
you got this.
You got this, yes.
I like that. You should. Do you wear that to all your auditions?
You got
just
this.
Like to like.
No, I actually got this year. I've been wearing it a lot, though. It's really cute. My dad got it for me from Zara.
Yay.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks,
but
Dad.
I feel like that's what you're telling us is you got this.
Yeah, you got that. Okay, so we're going to get
this. It says, like, you got this. You go, girl. Girl power and stuff. Really inspiring.
Love it.
We heard a rumor that emojis and bitmojis are over. Is that true?
Okay, I use emojis probably every time I text someone. My mom thinks it's really weird, but I'm like, I'm trying to express myself right now. Like, if I'm really, like, creeped out, I'll do, like, the creeped out one where I'm, like, not feeling myself.
Yeah.
And then when I'm really happy, I do, like, the really, really smiley one. It's, like, how I tell people.
You need to, yeah, it's
but what
helpful.
About bitmojis? Because I really think that's what we heard was over, not emojis.
Bitmojis? Okay. I mean... I don't use bitmojis anymore, but I feel like they're still cool. I mean, I like how I see myself. I can create my own little bitmoji. It's super cool.
But you're not using it.
I'm not using it because I deleted it.
Oh.
I need it storage, and I feel like that's like the less common one that I ever use.
Okay. Well, when storage is, like, when you're making those kind of hard cuts, it says a lot. It really does.
Yeah. Okay. Have you heard of the app Rolling Sky?
No, actually, I haven't. What's Rolling Sky?
That's okay. We
don't know.
Oh. And we're gonna keep it that way until somebody tells us. We heard something Rolling Sky. We brought it to you. We're gonna keep it moving.
Okay.
Because if you don't know it, we don't need it right now.
Well, and I'm curious because in our last episode we asked about the app Marco Polo, which
I've heard of that one. I have the app TBH. Do you guys know that one?
No, tell us.
TBH is like an app. People like make these comments like, it's like all my friends. Someone might say, she's so cool, she texts you every night, or like someone you want to be with every single day. And the people that you follow on the app come up, like four people, and it's like questions. And like to that question, you have to answer someone that you follow. That's like your friend on the TBH app.
Hold on. We got to take it a little slower than that. So there is an app. Mm-hmm. Is TBH, first of all, is that To Be Honest?
Yes, that's TBH.
So it's an app, and you're asking each other questions on it.
Yes.
And it's about people you follow.
The people that you follow come up as answers to your questions. Like, let's say your question is, I would hang out every day with these people. Then you have to choose the four people. Random four people that you follow will just come up on the screen, and then you would just have to, like, press that one person, and then they would get it automatically.
They're going to get a notification that you chose them that you would hang out with all the time.
Yeah, just like.
So who's asking the question?
So the people that follow you are like the people that you follow. Like all my friends are the people that follow me. Okay. I don't let anyone like eighth graders and like all those other people.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah, it's all them. This is a unique core group.
Unique, kind of cool.
And it can let's say in this scenario you. Obviously, you wouldn't follow us. We're way past eighth grade.
No.
But let's say we were.
I know you guys. You guys are
good.
Cool.
So let's say we were.
Oh. Just take that in.
We were on the TBH app with you in your group. Now, the question came up. Who would you hang out with every day? You've chosen me. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay.
And you've notified me, and I really appreciate it. But will Emily learn that you chose me, and will her feelings get hurt?
I mean, they're hurt in this scenario already, but okay.
Emily wouldn't know because I didn't choose her.
So that's great. Okay. Because I didn't know. Because I was like, this is a recipe for hurt feelings. But
still not great. Still not feeling great over here.
No, but no. You know what I mean? Like if you're in your crew and like something you can see who's getting chosen, like that could be that's hurt feelings.
Yeah. You don't see who's getting chosen.
TBH, to be too honest.
To be a little bit too honest.
Like the people that you just that you just follow come up as like answers. As options. And you would choose that person to be your answer to that question. The other people do not know.
So at the end of the day, if I have the TBH app and I have my crew and I'm not getting any notifications for weeks on end, I'm going to go, I'm probably not anyone's answer. But then I have to look inside and figure out why.
Yeah, but like, okay. I feel like people would, of course, pick you as an answer.
Thank you. Oh, again, Paris. I really actually do appreciate that.
Too,
thank
Emily.
You.
Oh.
Thank you for throwing me a bone there. This one cut me right out of the deal. So if I were to put on there, like, let's just say we're in our three-person crew again.
Great. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling I'm going to get...
No.
Okay.
It's like...
It's fair.
I could pose the question... Who has the flyest jacket on?
Okay.
Right? And then I would pick you.
She's like, what does fly mean? We don't use that word anymore. Sorry.
Fair enough.
It's okay.
And I would pick you because your jacket's amazing.
Thank you.
But that's the kind of question that would come up. Like, could I?
People, yeah, they make their own questions.
You just make your own anything.
The people that you follow, like, cute. They make their it's own cute. Little posts and stuff.
But
and
the answer has to be a person.
Yeah, it's a person.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have four options to choose from.
And are you using, do you have your own phone or are you doing
yes,
an iPad?
Yes, I have my own phone.
And you're able to make calls on it?
Yes, I'm mm-hmm. going to make calls on it.
Okay.
Do you ever call people though?
Yeah, call my mom, my dad, my friends, family.
Oh. Okay, you place phone calls, not just text.
I text.
But you also place phone calls?
I do.
Okay. Oh.
When they don't answer my text, I call them.
Oh, okay. It's in response to a no response on a text,
right.
Then we're placing
How
a phone
are
call.
Mom and dad with texting? Do they text well?
They text well.
Okay.
They text well. They need to, like, get on their emojis more, but they text good.
Any other feedback for them? I mean,
just use more emojis. You hear that, Dad?
Are we loving the update? I know Emily has not updated her phone, but
I would if I could.
You guys, wait, the update where you can send, like, where you can kind of hit the arrow after you write something.
Oh, yeah.
And that's then super this cool. this one where it generates.
Hey. Oh, that's cool.
That's really fun.
Oh, wait. I didn't see that one.
It's the newest update. I know.
Oh, the 11 points.
And the spotlight. You have that little option. Oh, it's under effects.
I did not get that update. I'm still in the 10 point something update.
Well, it's available to all of us. And it's a really good time.
Okay. Do any of you guys have Samsungs? I know you have an iPhone. Do you have a Samsung?
I don't.
Okay, good. Because I don't like Samsungs.
You don't like them?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. But I got to say, Samsungs has always been ahead of Apple, honestly. Like, the iPhone 10 is what all screen. Samsungs already got past the all screen one. They're on to, like, their 10 right now.
Oh.
They've always been ahead of Apple, but I feel like Apple's better.
Wait, Samsung's the ones that were exploding?
Yeah.
Yes, Samsung's are really expensive.
Right. Emily's like, okay.
I'm just, trying to get a safety check here.
They had a bad virus.
Yeah. Okay, that's why we don't like them.
Yeah.
I think Samsung does have the technology first.
Yes.
But Apple has the integration and the software that
brings it better, like brings it to life.
Right. So, I literally feel like I can't communicate with people who have Androids. I'm like, I can't get you in a group. It feels very upsetting.
Right. And when I want to FaceTime someone, I was like, oh, you can't FaceTime this person. Oh, wait, they have a Samsung. Never mind.
It just really makes life hard.
So, and what I have to do, my dad and my brother are both non-iPhone users.
Gosh.
I have to get on Skype. It's really embarrassing.
Yeah.
Very embarrassing.
Really tough. It's like, why are they putting you through that?
I know. And like the question all the time, because, like I have a niece and nephew, my brother with his kids and me. Yeah. It's like, oh, can we get on Skype? And I'm like, what year is this?
Yeah. Do I have dial up? Like, what's happening?
Let me get on AOL chat room with you and talk about it first.
Okay. So we should take a little break.
There.
We're going to come back and we're going to talk about YouTube challenges.
Okay.
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 Can't wait.
Can't wait.
How to be less old!
Yo, Deanna, it's no secret that bra shopping is not anyone's favorite thing.
I'll say.
Ugh. But what if you could skip all the hassle and find the perfect bra? Sound good?
It really does.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you should march yourself over to Third Love.
Don't mind if I do, because here's the thing. You can take the Third Love's online Fit Finder quiz, and they are going to recommend to you a bra that's right for your size and shape of your boobers.
Because thank God they're obsessed with finding the perfect fit.
That's right.
That's why Third Love is the only lingerie brand that will offer cups in half sizes.
And that's something new. Huh. We've never seen the half size before Third Love, and it's a game changer.
And best of all, you can try one of their amazingly comfortable bras for free for 30 days. Just pay $2.99 for that shipping.
And you can try this bra. Cut the tag off, wear it, wash it, wear it all day. You can go pick up groceries. You can take a jog with it if that's the kind of thing you do in a regular bra.
You're a lunatic.
You can get your manicure, let's say, in the bra. You could take your computer, laptop, and just write all day and still feel comfortable. You're not wanting to rip it off and burn it.
That's right. You might even forget that it's on. But if Third Love, if it's not your new favorite, no problem. You can just return it or exchange it for free.
So you guys go to thirdlove.com/HTBLO. How to be less old, and find your perfect fitting bra and try it on for 30 days. That's thirdlove.com/HTBLO to try your new favorite bra for free. thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
How to be less old.
So we are back.
5 second break.
Yeah. Back with Eris Baker.
That was a spot where we're really hoping advertisers want to put like ads in. So we just build it in, but we don't know if they're gonna yet. But we'll see.
Okay. Our fingers are crossed.
Yeah.
So YouTube challenges have been with us kind of a long time, and we've never really talked about them.
Eris, have you ever watched the YouTube challenges? And do you know what they are?
I've heard some, like the spoon cinnamon, and I've heard of the spicy ramen challenge. Like,
what's that?
Where you put a lot of hot sauce in like these ramen noodles.
Oh, wow. Really?
That was a recent one.
That's good. And you see if you can endure eating the noodles.
I was just talking to my friend with that one. Yep.
And did your friend do the challenge?
My friend did the challenge. But I said I might do it because I like spicy stuff.
Right.
But she says it was like too extreme, but I still want to try it though.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Don't push it because that spice stays with you. Do you know what I'm trying to say? It stays with you.
And it can run through you.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
I'm sure people have dealt with that. It's one of the little known facts of the spicy noodle
the
challenge.
The cinnamon one is really weird. I'm like, you eat like a giant spoon of cinnamon, just cinnamon.
And I think it makes you cough, right?
It's like flying out of your mouth. Yeah.
So these challenges, I mean, it seems like the last thing I would ever want to do is watch a YouTube challenge. But then I did watch the challenges.
You got it.
And I enjoyed myself.
You
so,
did?
Yeah, I did. I saw the laugh challenge.
What's
where
that
they put these little videos, the compilation videos, at least from what I saw, where, you know, they're bloopers essentially.
Okay.
Kids running into walls.
Oh,
you know. I know some of them are upsetting because you're like, that hurt. But it's little things like a little baby throwing a ornament that's glass and it breaking. She's like, I don't like these.
Yeah.
I'm giving you terrible examples.
But it's fun to some people. You never know.
They're doing like backflips on trampolines and then like a dog runs through and like yeah. So I know they all sound terrible. But they're, you know, you watch and then if you can watch all of them and not laugh, then you're winning that challenge.
Oh,
right?
I wouldn't laugh at that, but I feel like I would win.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. I'm giving you terrible
their
examples.
Their reactions are probably really funny though.
Yeah.
If they don't cry.
Then there was one that was the whisper challenge, which I saw on Jimmy Fallon. Did you see that, Em?
Mm-hmm.
It was like you put headphones kind of like the ones we have on right now. We would blare music into your headphones. But then – so if I said to Emily, you know, I'm going to the store after this, but she has
– but I can't hear what she said.
Right. Oh, so you have to
so
like –
so then I have to try to read her lips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
a challenge. Can you do motions?
No.
No.
You're just supposed to try to read the lips. It's really funny.
It's cute. When you watch it, it doesn't sound like much when we're saying it out loud. But then you watch it, like this couple did it and, you know, it was so ridiculous, some of what they were coming up with. They were having a blast. I enjoyed myself watching it, you know, but it doesn't add up to much when you talk about it.
Yeah.
Another challenge, taking a water bottle with a little bit of water at the bottom, flipping it up in the air, and the goal.
The water bottle challenge, okay.
Have you?
Yeah. Lots of people do it at my school.
And what do you mean by that?
Lots of people, like, want to flip the water bottles. They always have challenges, like, who can do it first, who can do it the fastest.
And you're trying. The goal is to land the water bottle straight up and not on its side.
It's kind of tricky because, like, if you put too much water in it, it won't, like, go flip. But if you put too little in it, it's, like, it's going to automatically fall because it's, like, so little.
Right.
So
it's gonna go, has nothing to weigh it down.
Yeah, there's nothing to, like, to keep it.
All right, we're going to play a game with
you. Okay, this is a fun game for us.
Yeah.
For us. We'll see if you like it. It is a pleasure for us.
Okay, great.
It's called Young or Old.
Young or Old, okay.
And we're just going to name people.
Okay.
And you're going to tell us your opinion.
Are they young or old?
And if I don't know them, it's going to guess. Cool.
You can say skip. Okay. Yeah, or guess.
Okay.
Guess. Yeah, guess. Why not?
Okay.
Cara Delevingne.
I'm going to guess this one.
Okay.
Cara. Seems like an adult. She was like one of those people that like are old but look really young, so old.
Old. Okay.
Okay. How about the Olsen twins?
Twins?
Do you know them? Have you heard of them? No, Olsen. You don't know the Olsen twins.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, wow.
This is good. No, this is
eye-opening.
Olsen twins.
No, that's great. You've said enough.
Okay.
We learned something.
Okay.
We learned something.
Good.
Okay. Well, Zendaya.
She's young.
Great.
Okay. Ben Affleck.
Ever heard of him?
Was he that one man on Girl Meets World?
On what?
On Girl Meets
Girl
World.
Girl Meets World.
Is that him? I know his name started with a
Let
Ben.
Let me think about that for
he
a second.
He's a Ben.
Is it Ben? Yeah, different Ben.
Different Ben. Okay.
But okay, actually, let's ask about that Ben. Ben Savage, right? Is he?
Oh, it's Savage. Okay.
Is he old or young?
He's young.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
I feel like he's in his 30s or something, maybe 20s.
Probably.
I don't know.
This one you will not know.
Okay, good.
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara.
See, this is fun for us. It is. It's a really good time for us.
Okay. I'm not going to be mean, but Barbara seems like an
old name.
Old name.
You couldn't be more right.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. J-Lo?
Okay, I've heard of that one. Okay. I don't know that person, but I've heard of it. So I'm going to go with young.
Okay.
You're not wrong.
Okay,
You're
great.
Not, yeah.
Halle Berry.
Okay, I've heard of that one too. And she's like a person in sports, am I right?
She's an actor.
Oh, wait. She's young. She was just in a movie. She's like 50-something, though, but she looks really young.
Oh, nailed it.
Yeah, you nailed it. She does look really young.
She does look really young. She was just in a movie, like a kidnapping movie, right?
Yes, with her son was kidnapped.
Yep,
I want to see that. Was it good?
It was good.
It looked
really
good.
My dad watched it again. It was really good.
Okay, Lenny Kravitz?
Lenny Kravitz.
This is fun.
Lenny.
When you hear his name said plainly like that,
Lenny.
By the way, his name is Lenny.
Lenny.
What the heck? Hold on one second.
I know.
His name is Lenny.
Lenny.
I am really registering that for the first time in my whole life.
Lenny. Like Lenny.
Lenny?
Such an inappropriate name for him.
Holy
Kravitz.
He's been running around with a name that suits him not at all.
Not at all.
Does he look like a Lenny?
No.
When I tell you. Not at all.
Not at all.
I'm going to dial him up for you.
Okay.
I would consider him very attractive. I would not consider the name Lenny to be an attractive man's name.
That's not attractive to me, but right. I don't know anything about men, so.
keep it that
fair.
Way.
Yeah.
Lenny, huh?
Lenny.
Wow, this is Lenny. This is the Lenny Kravitz.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's him.
Whoa.
Would you ever think?
Okay, he looks like a pop, little like a pop singer, something with music, am I right?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like Lenny and music don't go together, but they go together.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Lenny, it's old like fashioned, so, like jazz music type of person.
I'm into that.
Okay. Old.
Lenny.
Old. Yeah, okay. By the way, conclusion, old.
Old.
Do you know Julia Roberts? Ever heard of her?
Julian. Okay, there's Julia. A guy in my school. Wait, Julia?
Julia.
Julia.
Roberts.
Roberts.
Heard okay. of her?
No, but great. You guys heard of her, so I'm just going to go with Young.
Okay.
Okay. Oh,
okay. She needed like that, actually. She needed that.
But did you hear that was a compliment to us?
Yeah, oh, yeah, we needed that, too.
You guys heard of her, so I'll go with Young.
She's like, I like that.
I mean, my breath has been taken
this
away.
This is such a joy.
How about this is really Anne a joy. Hathaway? Do you know her?
Sorry, say that one more time, please.
Anne Hathaway?
Anne Hathaway. Sounds like one of those people from, like, that Hathaway show on Nickelodeon. Anne, like Anne D, like Anne. Okay. Oh, Young.
Okay.
She'll take that.
I think we should, we're going to do a couple more.
Okay. I'm liking this game. Okay.
Zoe Saldana.
Young, Zoe. Great. Seems young.
Yeah.
It's cute.
I'm going to take here, what about Ashton Kutcher?
Ashton?
Ever heard of him?
Like, he's, like, about to be old, but he's, like, young.
That's right. I like that you're nailing these based on name.
Names, yeah.
They're based on no context for the person, but names. And you're kind of nailing, like, it's amazing. She's kind of got it.
Great. Yeah.
Wow. You don't know not a one. You know,
No. I knew Zendaya and Halle Berry.
That's
that.
Right.
I know those.
But when
those.
I'm telling you, these people are on their way out. When I tell you they're on their way out, it is time to move them along.
Okay.
I'm really learning. Like, it is over.
What's, like, old to you guys? Is old, like, 30? Is old, like?
No. Old is not like 30, sadly.
Old's, like, 60. Old, well, like, there's some people that honestly, are old that really look the part, I gotta say. That they really look young, but they're like Janet Jackson, she's like 50-something, and she looks really young.
Yeah.
She does. She looks amazing.
She does.
I just went to her concert.
You did?
For my first concert ever.
Oh, she was my first concert ever.
Are you serious?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, back in the day.
Are you serious?
Yes. We both had the first concert ever.
God, that's so cool.
Mine was Rhythm Nation Tour.
That's an amazing first concert, by the way.
It was she nailed it.
This Beyonce. Is Us is on what time?
9 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Great.
So please follow my Instagram or like the cast Instagram to always keep update. Because
and what's your handle, hun? What is it?
At Eris Baker. E-R-I-S.
B-A.
People think it's A. But.
K-E-R. And if you haven't, like if you're trying to, you're like, oh, I missed This Is Us. I didn't catch it. You do what I did.
And
Hulu.
What I did. And you just binge it. And it's the most enjoyable binge.
Yeah.
People, like, instead of, like, watching the actual This Is Us episode with all those commercials, they would, like, wait and do it on Wednesday and, like, just,
oh,
like,
right. You could do that,
it.
Too. That's always.
I did that this week.
You did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, powered through
but
on Wednesday.
But I always like watching it on Tuesday. So I would, like, probably, like, watch it at 9:30 instead of 9 just to, like, get all those
So you have a little space to kind of power through the commercials.
Because I think it's an hour an episode. So it's, like, 30 minutes off.
Yeah. There you go. That's there a hot go. Tip. That's a hot tip
right
from
there.
The source.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Eris.
Thank you guys for having me. It's been really fun. I love that old and young game. I got to play that again.
How to be less old.
Earwolf is the new home for the cult radio favorite Dr. Game Show.
In each episode, host Joe Firestone and Manolo Moreno plays listener-created games with the comedian guests and listeners call in.
For example, in one episode, they play Animal Afterlife, where players attempt to channel the spirit of a deceased, newsworthy animal and share their message to humanity. Guests include Chris Gethard, Sashir Zamata, Tom Sharperling, and Aparna Nancharla.
Want to be on the show? Submit your game show ideas to drgameshow.com and follow Dr. Game Show on Facebook and Twitter to know when you can play along live.
Check out new episodes of Dr. Game Show every Wednesday wherever you listen, like Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or earwolf.com.
How to be less old!
We love Eris Baker. Mm-hmm. She's a doll.
Like, could not have been a more charming young lady.
Engaged, alert, connected. You know, these are things that we don't always get from the youths.
No.
And we feel great love that she's, you know, integrated into school and has her friends and is still on a major TV show and living life. I mean, she's great.
She's doing it.
The young or old was spectacular.
Julia Roberts.
We just don't know who you are, sweetheart. You know, like, it's just literally, when's the last time you made a movie? Like, unfortunately, it's time to move forward and out. And on an Affleck, you're on that bus. We're putting Affleck on the bus. We got Roberts on the bus. Unfortunately, Lenny
was on the bus. You know, but the Olsen twins, look, that's fine.
That's fine. You know, they've been on the bus. They're fine with being. I think they're fine with being on the bus. I think it's going to be a little bit harder for Affleck. But, like, Julia, I think she's okay to be on the bus, too, quite frankly.
I mean, she's more here for us.
Right.
You know, at this point. And she doesn't have to get on the bus yet, in my opinion.
Okay, fine.
But, Ben, bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. A lot to learn.
TBH was a hot tip.
That was hot.
Yeah,
to be honest, app. I was concerned for 1 second.
Yeah.
But as long as, like, you know, because that could be a heartbreak at that age, learning so-and-so is, like, the person you want to spend the most time with. And
I think it probably still breeds some of that.
Right.
You know, because it's by selecting one, you are excluding another. And there's no way that you're not going to ever know that. Of course, you're going to know that.
At some point.
Yeah.
You're noticing when you're not getting notifications.
Sure.
At the end of the day.
But it could be fun.
It sounds cute. At least it's not as damaging as I thought it was initially when she first started telling us about it. And these YouTube challenges, guys, if you haven't ever gone to YouTube, just like if you put in challenges, any of them, a bunch of videos are going to come up. I'm not saying it's worth your time, but at least you know what people are up to.
And we want to get a shout out to Nikki Green 16, who says, I absolutely love this podcast as an older millennial. She's 32. I'm so surprised at the things I had no idea about and appreciate having it explained by these hilarious ladies and their guests.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Nikki. I am Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster, and we are How to Be Less Old at HTBLO.
If you haven't gone to Apple Podcasts and reviewed us yet, please do. I would suggest giving, I don't know, I'd say 5 stars and a lovely review because we love it so much. And thank you to our engineer, Brett, who we don't always get to see. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you.
Kick down the door, make your mark at Earwolf, Joe.
Hey, we got a new podcast coming to Earwolf. It's called Dr. Game Show. It's a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners regardless of quality or content. We play them with in-studio comedian guests and people that call from all over America.
Mom, I'm on Dr. Game Shows. Don't talk to me.
Oh, yeah. Mom will know what that sentence means.
Bing bong.
Oh, my God. You are a lazy egg yolk.
Okay, weird.
I found a human finger in the woods.
Oh, my God.
The little anxiety in the room right now. I could feel it.
What's going on? It's Meow O'Clock. It's your boy, Professor Meow Makes in the Half.
That's going to be a hit single.
I'm hosting it. My name is Joe Firestone, and this is Manolo Moreno.
That makes sense.
When they go Manolo, we go Mano High.
Check it out for family fun. Coming to Earwolf October
25th.
Great. It really went off the rails, but in a way that I think can work. Like and subscribe.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.